Hey guys, and welcome back to QB Rant Podcast. I am your host, Quentin, and this is my co-host slash compadre,
Bennett, and we are excited to bring you our Christmas special, Is Santa Real? Now, this is made on Boxing Day after Christmas. We apologize that we couldn't get an episode before Christmas for you to listen to, but here we are, and we hope you enjoy.
Yes. Today we are going to start off by saying, well, before we made this podcast, I just need to tell you and inform you that this took many, many, many tries before we could actually get one that we're going to produce. And let me just tell you now, we don't even know if we're going to make this one public.
It's going to be public. It's going to be public. Anyways. Gosh. Anyways, so we actually have a new setup. We're on a computer now instead of a phone, which we were using before.
And we have a mic.
We have a professional microphone. I like to call it professional because it's actually a microphone.
And it seems professional.
It looks good to my eyes.
In my eyes.
Now, Quentin, how about you tell me about your Christmas morning?
Okay. My Christmas morning started off with my dad waking me up, which I didn't know it was Christmas morning at the time, and apparently my siblings were really eager to open their presents because that's what they were all ready to do. Yeah, that was basically my morning.
Well, yeah, that's generally how siblings are, and kids. They like to open their presents.
Yep.
It makes sense. Presents are nice most of the time, and it's just exciting.
What about you? How was your Christmas morning?
Well, mine was pretty good, actually. I woke up on my own time at 8:15.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a shower, went upstairs, and nobody was there, actually. They were all in their beds. So I just kind of sat on the couch and waited until 9 o'clock when everybody else just came out. And my mom actually makes cinnamon buns every year, so we had some of those, and we opened presents, and it was a good time.
That sounds nice. What did you do later on in your day?
Honestly, I just sat at home, we played some board games, and just hung out with my family. How about you? What did you do later in your Christmas day?
What I did was basically, I spent time with my mom's side of the family, and we went out and we went to, my grandma's house, and we call her Dana. And we just sang songs and celebrated Christmas, and it was really fun. And I did get a present that I really liked. I got pajamas, and I really like the pajamas I got. They're nice and cozy.
Oh yeah, for me, I have a Christmas tradition of, well, technically it's a Christmas Eve tradition. We get pajamas on Christmas Eve. All my siblings and my parents, we get some Christmas pajamas, and then we wear them to bed. And then we get to wake up in our Christmas pajamas. And it's just nice to get a new pair, you know?
That's pretty good. I like that.
Now, I have a question I'm going to come at you with.
Okay.
It's very serious. Is Santa real?
Oh. Now, see, this question is very controversial. And we're about to show you if he's real or if he's not. Not show you, but let you listen and make your own opinion at the end. As well, we'll have our own opinion as well. Well, let's start off with the basics. Well, he knows when you're sleeping, he knows when you're awake, he knows when you've been bad or good, and as the saying goes, be good for goodness sake. So that just means he's a creep with good intentions, as we can tell. Now, my compadre over here, Bennett, has an article pulled up about Santa.
Now, here is one question. How Santa travels the world in entirely 24 hours? Well, apparently, Santa does not experience time the way we do. His trip seems to take 24 hours to us, but to Santa, it may last days, weeks, or even months. Santa would not want to rush the important job of delivering presents to children and spreading joy to everyone, so the only logical conclusion is that Santa somehow functions within his own time-space continuum.
Meaning that Santa is probably 50 or even way more than that times the age than we think he is. So he's even older and more of a creep than we thought.
Yeah, that's actually logical, though, if you think about it, for him to have his own time. Because it really wouldn't make sense for him to deliver the entire world presents in one night.
Yeah, but the fact that he's much older than I thought he was really just creeps me out now.
So now it's a very, very old man.
Yes.
In your house. Now, also, if you guys are wondering, Santa is actually 5'7". And he only weighs 260 pounds before cookies.
Before cookies, yeah.
So that's not bad, though, if you think about it.
Yes. The thing that mostly creeps me out is how he knows what presents you want. And if you're bad, he doesn't skip you or anything. He gives you coal.
And that's actually kind of mean, though. Coal costs a lot of money, if you think about it.
That's what I was thinking.
I've actually thought about that before. And also, if any of you think Santa isn't real, how do you explain how I was sitting on his lap at the mall?
How do you explain that? When I was 6, I went into this igloo type thing and I sat on his lap, and my other classmates said they sat on his lap somewhere else.
That's like, just really, logic. If you just think about it, there's the only explanation for sitting on his lap is that he exists. Like, that's the least we can say.
You're literally looking at him in the eyes.
And he's all over the place, but we don't talk about that. Like, no one really cares why there's so many of him.
Yeah, he's got his own thing going. He's special.
And if you guys were wondering, the weight of the gifts at Takeoff is actually 60,000 tons. So that's a lot of presents, if you think about it.
Well, if you think about it nowadays, it's probably heavier. Is that taken nowadays?
Well, if you think about it, 60,000 tons is 120 million pounds. So that's a lot of pounds of presents. And he doesn't have to deliver, like, huge stuff to everyone.
Well, yeah, but then how big is his sleigh?
His sleigh? I am not sure.
They don't have the dimensions?
Let me see. Is there dimensions of his sleigh? I don't know. But his home base is the North Pole, we already know.
Yeah, I don't know why anyone's not tried to find him yet.
Oh, guys, I actually have a very important discovery. Santa's first flight was on December 24th, 343 AD. That's a pretty long time ago. That's like almost 2,000 years ago.
But think about how long ago that was for him.
For him? Oh, that could be like a long time.
Let's just say billions, trillions, zillions of years ago.
That's not really realistic, but let's go with it. Let's go with it, because I respect your opinion.
Thank you. That's what true friends do.
Yeah, so my opinion on is Santa real? Which, not that you asked me, but I'm just going
to
pretend you asked me, because I know you
can. Is Santa real? There you go. Don't have to pretend anymore.
Thank you. In my opinion, Santa is real.
My opinion is Santa is a possibility. There is a chance that he's real. And if he is, please stop looking into my mind and figuring out what I want.
Yeah, I think he's real, but, like, he's got some troubles that he needs to figure out.
Yes, and if any of you heard that, you didn't. It was me nodding my head, agreeing with Bennett.
What? I don't know what you're talking about. But
when you said that, I was nodding my head and agreeing.
Oh, okay, yeah. Now, our next question is Jesus real? Now, Jesus, that is the true meaning of Christmas.
It was all about his birth, but some people believe that he was born sometime in November.
So I heard someone say he was born on September 12th. But then again, that was on a meme page.
You can never
trust those things.
You're right. So this is a very religious topic we are getting into here, but we are going to talk about it anyways. And you guys can form your own opinions, and we'll have our opinions that we are sticking with.
Jesus is real. Da 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 da. There's actually a whole book.
A whole book?
Well, no. But there's, like, part of a book devoted to Jesus' life on earth. It's called the Bible.
Well, there's a whole book devoted talking about God's miracles.
It's actually about all of humanity before Jesus and while Jesus was alive.
Still God's miracles.
Yeah, all God's miracles. I don't know if they heard you say that, but...
Yeah, it's probably really quiet.
Yeah, so, the Bible, actually, if you're wondering, is the most purchased book in the entire world. Like, there's more copies made of the Bible than any other book in the world. So, if you're wondering why, well, it's because Jesus... You know, Jesus is the answer to everything, so I didn't really know what to say for that.
Also, I found out when I was downloading it on Google Play Store that it's got over 100 million downloads. That's a lot.
For the Google Play Store?
Yeah.
Honestly?
Over 100 million downloads. Not as much as Instagram having 1 billion plus, but...
But there's also a book for the Bible, not just an app. So... Yeah. Actually, I'm kind of curious.
But the app's free, and the book costs money.
The book costs money, unless you get it donated to you.
Mm-hmm. That is good, getting donations.
You know, always feel free if you have an extra Bible. Give it away.
You know, just see that one laying around on the table, and you're just like, I use mine, but I don't use that one.
Well,
just donate it.
Let someone else use it. It could really help them out. It's full of lots of information.
If they know how to read, gotta remember, if they're illiterate, don't give it to them.
Yeah, well, I think we've covered that. I'd say Jesus is real. That question has been answered.
Yeah.
And also, back to Santa. I don't know if he's real, by the way. I was saying I was subject to my perfect opinion if he is real, but I'm actually just the same as you. I can't know for sure, you know?
He is one crazy dude. Now, the next thing on our list is...
What do you want to talk about? You know, our boy, NF.
Hitting up with a new song.
A new single, Paid My Dues. Now, earlier in the summer, NF released an album, The Search, and it topped number one on the Billboard. And it stayed there for a little while, but the big thing is that it beat another rapper called Chance the Rapper. Now, the story is, Chance is a much more well-known rapper.
He is?
Than NF.
Who's Chance?
I actually didn't know who he was.
I'm not kidding. I have no idea who Chance the Rapper is.
Well, basically he's a bigger rapper.
Okay, we will believe that for now.
And everyone expected him to come out on top because NF and Chance were releasing their albums on the same day. But on the release day, NF actually came out on top with number one, and he sold more copies than Chance the Rapper, so he was number one on the Billboard, and people were kind of mad about that.
I don't know why you'd be mad if you... The people that were mad were probably the people that bought Chance the Rapper's album, but they secretly still bought The Search because they knew it was good.
Yeah.
See, the reason that they're mad is because they think that Chance the Rapper is better, even though they know that The Search album was way better and NF's song was way better.
Yeah, The Search album just had much better lyrics and it was just better produced.
Mm-hmm. But that's getting off topic. We are talking about Paid My Dues.
So, in this new single, NF talks back at the critics and basically says his feelings about the situation. He says that he worked hard and his album deserved the cut. It deserved to take the spot of number one.
Yeah, well, I do believe that it did, because he worked hard, and I'm sure Chance the Rapper did too. It all just comes to if the audience likes it or not, because it doesn't matter who works harder, it's all if the quality's good and the taste of music that the people are asking for at the moment. You can't get angry if people like another person's content more than yours.
And In NF's album, The Search, in one of his songs, Leave Me Alone, he says, "You drop a song out of nowhere and all the fans embrace it." Well, this song, Paid My Dues, NF just announced 4 hours before the release that it was coming out, so it was much a surprise to all of his fans. And when it came out, everyone loved it.
And that just goes to show, anything is possible, and the answer is Jesus, okay?
That's the answer. Wow. Is that really?
Yeah, because, you know what, I couldn't think of anything, and then I thought, the answer is Jesus, like you said before.
Yeah, the single has the same, when the single came out, it came out with a music video, and it's basically got the same theme and motifs as the other songs from the Search album. So, if you didn't know, he's got these black balloons that he holds up, which represent his burdens.
I really like the part in the music video, like at the beginning, where he's hanging from whatever he's hanging from, and he's just swinging back and forth. That was like probably my favorite part.
Yeah, the video starts off with NF hanging from the ceiling with some piano.
I don't know if it's a ceiling.
Well, he's hanging from something up above. What else could it be?
Well, it's probably in a studio.
What?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
He's not in a studio. He's recording in, like, something awesome.
No, he records in a studio. Then he, like, where he does the actual music video is somewhere else. And there was never a roof. It's like, I can't remember. Yeah. Yeah, it's a studio.
You know what? We're going to play a short clip of the song. Because I just want to. We are allowed to do that, actually. Lots of other podcasts do that.
Thank you.
So we can do that. Wait, I don't have the volume up. So in the song, he actually raps very fast. And
just, that is very talented. Rapping very fast is a great talent.
You know, just to fit all the lyrics in a short amount of time. It's pretty cool.
Okay, here we go.
Well, you know what? This is not working out. Let's try that one more time. We're just not going to do that. It's fine. It does not work.
That was amazing. You know what? I can sing the first part. Wow.
Wow.
Wow, how did it...
Actually, I have the song for you right here. Take it for granted, I'm about to give you the whole plan. When you mind never take a look at the blueprint, maybe we got it, but gotta hold it with both hands. Look at the bars, you gotta be smart. You really gotta dig in your heart if you wanna get to the roots. Finish presuming the mental baby talking be difficult, but the pills to end up digging up and digging up.
And if you wanna hear the rest, you're actually gonna have to download the song, because I'm not gonna show you the whole song, so you guys can just like clip this little part out and then listen to it whenever and get it for free. Cause that's wrong.
Except
to
that
NF.
I only had 12 seconds of the song anyways.
Doesn't matter. They don't get to listen anymore.
Doesn't that. Matter. They don't want to hear it.
They do.
But they don't get to hear it.
Yes.
What is our next topic?
I don't know. You have it on your phone.
Actually, I don't. You see, I got a Fitbit for Christmas, and one of my friends also got a Fitbit. And what I was disappointed about is they were able to text me from their Fitbit because they have an Android phone.
That just shows you Android's better.
But I was saying to them, I can't text with my Fitbit. Why not? And I figured it out. You must have an Android phone to text on a Fitbit to reply to messages. It must be synced up with an Android phone. And I personally have an Apple device. So I guess this thing is just hating on Apple devices. It's just not meant for them.
That is very sad. And it's a very sad story.
I can't send text messages with my Fitbit, but that's okay. I'm not complaining. I would not complain. I'm a very grateful person.
You seem like a very grateful person.
Yeah, I love my mom. And my dad.
Who else?
Some other people.
That's good. That's good. Showing your love on Boxing Day. Not Christmas, because, well, we couldn't get together.
You know what? It's okay. They know that lots of people have plans around Christmas.
You know what's really sad about today? Out of all the things that could have happened, the saddest part about today is that I couldn't get my steps in.
Your steps? Why not?
My phone. I haven't had it with me the entire day.
You haven't had your phone with you the entire day. I've had my Fitbit with me all day.
Yeah, that's because it's on your wrist.
Except that I only have 3,300 steps.
You know what? I couldn't even bring it with me when I was doing papers. Like, it was really sad.
Oh, yeah, you had to do all your papers in the morning, didn't you?
Yeah, and what happens is I normally get my 10,000 steps doing that, and then I couldn't today because I didn't bring it with me because it was dead, because I was watching something on Disney Plus before I went to bed. I left my phone on and I fell asleep, and then my phone was dead when I woke up. Well, it wasn't dead, it was at 11%, so I had to charge it. And then, yeah.
That's very sad. I'm sorry you couldn't track your steps. It must be rough.
It was.
Because now, you're not going to be fit. Just because...
If my phone doesn't track it, my body doesn't track it.
If you can't track your steps, you didn't even take them.
Exactly.
Oh, we have to have a message for today. What's our special message?
Oh. All right.
You know, I'm pretty sure last time it was like... What was our message last time? We like said it at the beginning of the podcast.
And then we couldn't remember the end.
I know I said don't be depressed, but...
Yeah, but it was like...
I don't know.
Depressed. It started with a P at the beginning, I'm pretty sure. I don't know.
Just be cool.
No, actually, I thought of one right now. I was looking at the chalkboard and it has the sun on it, so... The sun's always brighter in the morning. When it's out.
Than at night.
When it's not.
Because...
This is a long motto if you want it to be this long.
Okay, you know what? Our thing for today is... The sun is bright in the morning. Don't forget that. Be happy about the morning.
Yeah, and I feel that that's a great motto to stick with.
Just remember, every time you wake up, be happy you're there.
Mm-hmm.
Be happy that you've got sunshine, unless there is no sunshine.
You know what this reminds me of? It reminds me of the time when I was with my friend. He was in 8th grade and I was in grade 2, or 1. And we were on my grandma's trailer and we kept jumping off of it. And every time I'd hear my legs crack, but I didn't tell him. And he just kept doing it. And I was like, well, I didn't want to look weak in front of him because I wanted him to still be my friend. So I continued to jump off of it and it continued to give me more pain each time. And now I think that's why I have this weird problem in my leg. But
wait, so what's wrong with your leg? What is it? What do you feel in your leg?
Oh, it's like this thing called Oshkosh Slomer, and it's basically like this bump in my knee.
Could you repeat that word?
Oshkosh Slomer.
Okay, you know what? It's fine. I think it's like Oshkosh Slomer or something. But
yeah, I'm pretty sure you got that. My mom always says I pronounce it wrong.
Well, you probably pronounce it wrong if she says you do. Because your mom is sometimes right.
Is always right.
Always remember, if you have a parent or guardian, they are always right. Actually, that's a lie. They're not always right. If they tell you to do something and it seems smart, do it.
That is very smart. See, we are giving out great advice. Also, another piece of advice. I know I didn't want to bring this up, but Epic Games, what are you doing? Split screen sucks. Sorry, just had to say it. Had to get a little
bit. Hashtag pain. Ad.
Hashtag forget about the faces.
What? Yep. Faces?
Yeah, the faces on the screen when it's doing split screen. It shows your character's face and it's like, it takes up most of the screen.
Are you talking about Fortnite Battle Royale?
Yep.
Yeah, Fortnite Battle Royale has just released split screen. But no one actually cares about that because Fortnite is irrelevant.
It's irrelevant, but still getting views.
And probably... Actually, I don't know how many people play Fortnite anymore. Probably a lot, though.
It's probably still growing.
I don't think it's growing, actually. But that's a nice thought.
1 second. I'll be right back.
Where are you going?
Occupy them.
What'd you say?
Occupy.
Oh. So, guys, I just want to say, we were having a conversation earlier, and I was at my cousin's house, and my brother was watching these videos about lucid dreaming. Now, I've never really thought about that, and it was telling you all the things not to do in lucid dreams, and the guy was saying that he lucid dreams almost every night, and A lucid dream is basically a dream where you go to sleep and then you are in complete control of everything that happens in your dream. And honestly, I don't really know how to get into a lucid dream.
Okay, just gonna pause you right there for a second. Fortnite, this was made May 21st of 2019, but Fortnite is close on 250 million and rising. It has grown 25% since November, but it's probably already hit 250 million by now. I'm just gonna say, so it's probably still rising at this moment.
Are you saying Fortnite is still going?
Yes.
Wow, that's kind of sad. Back to lucid dreaming, though.
How far did you get on the lucid dreaming topic?
I talked about it for like 1 minute. So, lucid dreaming, I don't really know if it's something that a lot of people do. I've never really thought about it.
Have you described what it is?
Yes, it is. I have described it. You go to in a dream, and anything that you want to happen will happen.
Now, the only problem with lucid dreaming is when you're in a lucid dream, what you don't want to do is blink or you wake up. Well, you can do it if you really want to wake up. You also don't think of anything scary or that will actually pop up and you will be scared. Don't kill anybody because your dream is very vivid.
Also, I want to say something. If you're in a lucid dream, don't just imagine scenarios with your friends, because you might actually think that those are real memories, and when you wake up in the morning, you might think that thing actually happened.
And it could be bad, because something that happened in your dream that you thought you got out, like maybe you told your friend something that you did to them, and they didn't know about it, and you thought you said it to them, but they didn't know because you didn't actually, and then you tell them that, and they get angry because you didn't actually say that to them, and since you pictured them being happy after you said that, that's not how it happened in reality, because in reality they're very mad at you.
Yeah, basically just always stay positive in your dreams and just do random stuff.
Also, never look into a mirror. Two things might happen. You may see something scary or you will wake up.
And if you're in a lucid dream and you don't want to leave, don't close your eyes, because if you close your eyes, you're very likely to just wake up.
Now, we got all this information from a YouTube channel called Lucid Dreams or something.
We don't even know the channel.
It was something, and it had Lucid Dreams, and its channel name.
Honestly,
you gonna search it up?
It was actually a pretty interesting video, though.
If you search up Lucid Dreams, it's gonna come up with a song.
And,
that's not the right channel.
Okay, well, we don't even have much time left.
We don't. We are running out of time because this thing only goes up to 30 minutes.
That's okay, though.
We can always add more, but I don't think we are. I think we're going to stick with 30 minutes tonight because it is getting very late.
Guys, the YouTube channel, if you want to know everything you need to know about lucid dreaming, look up on YouTube. Explore Lucid Dreaming. He's got 380,000 subscribers, and it's kind of an interesting YouTube channel. I've never really just thought about this at all, but you know, if you decide you want it to become relevant in your life, you want to try something new, go ahead and lucid dream. It might be fun.
I think lucid dreaming is an interesting thing that I'm going to definitely do tonight.
Except it's not really something you can just do.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Because, well, in order to lucid dream, quotation marks, you got to basically envision. I mean, you got to, when you're during the day, you got to look around and see your surroundings and stuff like that in order to lucid dream, because you have to be more aware of things during the day, and then before you go to bed, just to help you out, you can say, I'm going to lucid dream. And yeah.
So we're actually going to have to end the podcast here, though. We hope that you had a very wonderful Christmas, and
I also hope you enjoyed this podcast.
And if you did, you can go check out our Instagram on officialqb_rant. It will be in the description. We just hope you enjoyed and that you have a wonderful day or night, whatever time it is. Just be happy.
And this is going to end it for our podcast. Remember, the sun is always brighter in the morning. We will see you next time. Goodbye.
Signing off.